Well, I brought you a prayer before the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to share the prayer with you, and then together we'll do the Lord's Prayer. From the fourth Thursday in November until January next year, we as Americans call them holidays. I was thinking about that. Why did they change the Y to an I when truly this should be holy days, not holidays? But I digress. But starting with Thanksgiving through Christmas and ending on New Year's Day, we celebrate with food and family, Lord. Each year, Americans eat an untold ton of turkey, ham, dressing, black-eyed peas, green bean casserole, pumpkin pie, all kinds of food. And then we spend millions of dollars shopping for gifts on what we call Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving. All that is fine, Lord. But we, as Christ followers, the holidays should have a meaning more than just eating, shopping, and getting presents. So, Lord, this Thanksgiving, we should take time to thank you for the sustenance and the material blessings that you have provided to us. And in this Christmas season, we should be especially grateful for the gift of all, the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then New Year's Day should also be a good time to look ahead for now, how we can better follow and serve Him. In the meantime, we will pray the prayer that you taught to your disciples by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord.